escalate. Aloha, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your Tiki Leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Oh, it is a rainy day here in Denver. It's one of those days that everything gets black. You know how this... You ever been down south when it just gets so black it's almost nighttime and you go, damn, a big thunderstorm is about to wash us all to heaven. That's kind of what it looks like here in Colorado today. But we don't typically get those wash you all to heaven storms. It probably would just cloud up, rain a little bit, and move along. Move along. Nothing to see here. Keep moving. Well, like so many, I have been challenged to the ice bucket. That's right, the ice bucket challenge to bring awareness to Lou Gehrig's disease, or as they say on all the stuff now, ALC? I don't even know. I know it's Lou Gehrig's disease. Well, I guess it's brought attention to it because everybody is dumping ice on everybody. Now, as I understand this, you are challenged to either donate $100 or have a bucket full of ice water dumped on top of your head, freezing water dumped upon your head. Now you can give $100, which could go to actually help research of the disease, or you could just dump the cold water on your head. Now here's what I don't understand. How are you benefiting people by just dumping water on your head? Isn't this more of a photo opportunity that you're just, hey, look at me, I'm taking the challenge, woo, ooh, I'm freezing. You just want to see the reaction of the person, right? So what happens to the people that are challenged 3, 4, 5 times? Are they supposed to keep getting water dumped on them, or are they supposed to give the money? This goes back to what I'm saying now. Shouldn't you just give the money and say, there, I accept the challenge, I donated. I hope that helps find a cure, and not like, oh, look at me. I'm putting on Facebook that I took the challenge, dumped the water, brr, brr, brr. I don't get it. And besides, you're wasting water. There are kids in third world country going, look, they're wasting the good drinking water. Mama, may I have a glass of mud? And it's wasteful, again, at this. It's typical what we are here in America. Let's waste a resource. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I did hear that it has raised a buttload of money for the cause, that they've raised more money this year. So I guess there is an awareness, which tells me that other things are going to need to come up with an awareness campaign. You know, we're going to have to become aware of something else. You know, right now, in a publicity meeting, some group is sitting around, how can we get in on this? What can we invent that makes people more aware of twisted ankles? You know what I'm saying? How can we waste another resource? Let's dirty the air for scoliosis. I think you get my point, though. And I do understand that it's for a good cause. And I do understand that it's a horrible disease. And I hope this money comes in and it just knocks it out. We never hear about it again. And people are free of Lou Gehrig's disease, and other people are free to never have to dump ice water again, and those of us are free to never see a picture of dumping water on Facebook again. Is that cold? Not as cold as getting ice dumped on you. Now, the other thing that's in the news right now, I know it's been a week, but it's the death of Robin Williams, and it hit a lot of people hard. It hit me hard. But people, I think they're being harsh on Facebook and the internet. They're coming out and saying things. And this is what bothers me about Facebook and the internet, is that people feel like they can just say things. You know, just, it's kind of like the old CB days of, like, you just say something over the air because you're anonymous. Only you're not really anonymous anymore with Facebook. I mean, people have said mean things now to Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, and she's dropped off of Twitter. People have just been very harsh. Maybe it's because they're hurt by his death that they're lashing out. I don't know. But, you know, or it just could be that, you know, how people just regurgitate things that they hear because they don't really think for themselves. A lot of people don't think for themselves anymore. So they're just kind of, you know, like I said, regurgitating things like, you know, suicide is stupid. Suicide is, it's the coward's way out. Suicide is selfish. You've heard those forever. I mean, that's just that. It's not selfish. It's not cowardly. It's just horrible and horrifying that somebody feels so bad about themselves and their life that they want to take their own life. I mean, think about the kids. Think about what goes on in somebody's head. You know they loved their kid. You know Robin loved his kids. Taking your own life does not come easy. It has to be something that's built up. And I'm thinking, this is in my head, this is what I've come up with, is that Robin was a flaming meteor. He burst into the scene. He was brilliantly bright. He was funny. He was the embodiment of comedy. He could make anything funny. He could make everybody laugh. And he did it for years and years and years. And how long can a light bulb shine a light until it just burns out? I think that's sort of what happened to Robin. This is, like I said, this is my assessment of the situation. Think about it now. He had done the drugs and alcohol, and that had got to have some kind of damage to his body, to his system, and his psyche. He'd gone through that. He pretty much had beat that. Yes, he was back in rehab, but that was not the reason. He did have the open heart surgery, and we all know that that causes depression. I mean, think about a guy that is so manic as Robin Williams. Ah, and then you got slowed down by heart and health, and you think, I'm not as good as I used to be. I'm not as funny as I used to be. I'm not as quick as I used to be. I'm vulnerable. He was a very sensitive man. So maybe all this stuff just starts to weigh on him, and I'm not as good, and things are gone. Divorce hit him, you know? And then to hear that now he was had been just recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, he had to be just overwhelmed and done. And I hurt. You can probably tell by the way I'm thinking and talking about this. It was horrible. He was one of my heroes. And I hope that he is in heaven right now because he made so many people happy and he made the world a better place. Everybody was touched by Robin. Everybody. Somehow, some way, whether you're older and you knew him as Mork or whether you're younger and you knew him as Happy Feet or the genie from Aladdin, he has touched everybody's life. And my prayers go out to his family and actually to everybody dealing with depression. I hope that you get help and you don't end up like Robin. Because life is worth living, even when there's days it feels like it isn't. And what was kind of weird and scary to me is how many people came on Facebook and said, you know, I understand, Robin. I'm battling the same thing. I've gone through depression. I am going through depression. You know, just how many people are depressed in this day and age? Is it society? What's got people so depressed? Could it be that they're just turning into slugs? More and more people that are just don't care about life because they don't eat properly or they don't exercise. They just become these objects that sit on the couch and eat and watch TV, and then they're unhappy with themselves because there's no forward motion in their life. I think once you start getting healthier, you start eating better. I told somebody the other day that the healthier you get, the less important TV becomes. Because when you're just unhealthy and you don't feel good and you don't have the energy because the food you eat isn't right, you just sit there and go, yeah, I love this sitcom. Even though it's poorly written and horribly acted, I'm going to sit here and waste my life watching it. But if you actually felt good and had things to do and you're like, ah, screw this, I got things to do. I'm going to go ride my bike around the neighborhood or I'm going to go play ball with the kids. Because that's another thing I think too, when you're lethargic from your lifestyle, that you don't even enjoy your kids that much. I mean, look at your kids. They're all kind of happy. And, hey, you wanna play with me? No, I want to put a Xanax in your juice box and knock you the hell out so I can sit here and watch this stupid, unfunny sitcom. See, your body is like an engine, like a lawnmower. Or just car engine. Let's go there. Your body burns fuel. And the fuel that you put into it is how well the engine runs. I mean, if you ever put cheap gas in a lawnmower or a car, you get a knock or a ping, and you don't get the acceleration that you should. That's what's happening, I think, to a lot of people. I think we just eating the dollar crap forever, and your body's just sluggish and worn down, and you need to put some gunk out in your body and run it through. You got dirt in the fuel line. That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people don't realize how much shit they put into their body, that their body is now just clogged. The veins are clogged. The muscles are clogged. The thoughts are clogged. Foggy brain. Somebody said the other day about foggy brain. I never thought about that. Some days I feel like, oh my God, I can't. Am I walking in water? And I've noticed the better that I eat, the exercise that I do, I have less and less foggy brain. And nobody wants foggy brain syndrome. You can't even think well with foggy brain syndrome. You're never going to get ahead at work with foggy brain syndrome. Put down the dollar cheeseburger. Pick up a carrot. That's right. Carrots. I'm going to give you the carrot challenge. I want you to dump a bucket of carrots on your head and become aware of foggy brain syndrome. Carrots are really good for your eyes, unless somebody jabs you in the eye with a carrot. That's right. Now, the Carrot Bucket Challenge. Let's make that spread like wildfire through the internet and Facebook. Challenge your friend to the Carrot Bucket Challenge to rid the world of foggy brain syndrome. Do it. Do it now. Challenge your friend. Let's see who the first person that posts on their Facebook or my Facebook, just carrots being dumped on your head and saying, "That's for you, foggy brain syndrome. I challenge you." You know, speaking of challenges, I took the cup of ice challenge at Taco Bell the other day, and I actually overfilled my cup. I didn't stop in time. See, that's the challenge at Taco Bell. You take your cup and you push that little lever, and then ice just keeps coming out. Oh, I didn't stop in time. And now I got to waste ice in this little metal tray, and then you lose the challenge. You know what's really challenging? Trying to do this podcast with two cats fighting for my attention. That's what's a challenge right now. I've got Podcat trying to walk on the keyboards, and I've got Rain trying to reach up and slap me for attention. You've never seen Rain. This cat is huge. I mean, it's like a liger. No, it's like a, what? It's like a jaguar or something. It walks big. It's a big cat, and it tries to just reach up and slap me every once in a while. Seriously, this thing is like 4 feet tall when it decides to stand up on its hind legs and reach out its arm. Did I say arm? Leg. Whatever cat has. I need to take the cat anatomy challenge. Now see? Look at that. Everything is turned into a challenge. Everything. Today is just a short little podcast because I got a big one tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have comic and co-founder and producer of the High Plains Comedy Festival, Andy Jewett, will be my guest on the podcast tomorrow. It's going to be big, so be sure and listen. I want to give you guys a chance to win something on the podcast. I have got, three VIP passes to a new movie premiere in. This is for the people that live in or around Denver. Now, I do appreciate all you listeners, everybody that listens. I appreciate you. But the studio is going to do a preview here in Denver for the new Steve Coogan movie, The Trip to Italy. And I'm going to give away three VIP passes to the screening of the movie. Now, three, that means two, will give you a pair. So there'll be three pairs of tickets to go see the new Steve Coogan movie, The Trip to Italy. And let me give you a little bit of background here on the movie. Director Michael Winterbottom's largely improvised 2010 film, The Trip, took comedian Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon on a restaurant tour around northern England. In this witty follow-up, Winterbottom reunites the pair for a new culinary road trip, retracing the steps of the romantic poet's grand tour of Italy and indulging in some sparkling banter and impersonation-offs. Rewetting our palates from the earlier film, the characters enjoy mouth-watering meals in gorgeous settings while riffing on subjects as varied as Batman's vocal register, the artistic merits of Jagged Little Pill, and of course, the virtue of sequels. Winterbottom trains his camera to capture the idyllic Italian landscapes and the gastronomic treasures being prepared and consumed while keeping the film centered on the crackling chemistry between the two leads. It's a film about friendship and juggling of family and career. The result is a biting portrait of modern-day masculinity. Okay, now, for the first three people that write me at McGrew@msn.com, you will receive passes to the screening on 8/21. That's 8/21, August 21 at 7:30 at the Landmark Shea Artis. Your name will be on a VIP list that the screening reps have. You must arrive no later than 7:15 in order to claim your seats. Arriving later risks losing your seats, okay? Upon arrival, if there's a line, do not stand in line. They should bypass the line and head straight for the front to check in. Okay, that's the VIP part right there. You get to pass the line and go in. So for the next three people, I'll give away three pairs. Write me at McGrew@msn.com, and you'll get passes to go see The Trip to Italy. Guys, I appreciate you listening. I'll have a big podcast for you tomorrow with comedian Andy Jewett. Till then, God bless America. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.